Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We got $112,000 that we've raised since December 15th for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And much of that money came, part of it came during our radiothon last Thursday night. So we've totaled in all of the money that we made last Thursday night, which was around $9,000, to a grand total of $112,581 so far for my friend's place. If you'd like to buy the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat, pick it up at philhenryshow.com, our website, such as it is. It's getting better. What do you want to do? You want to go to the phones? Find out who's on the air. Chatsworth? Is this Chatsworth? Hello?
Yeah, Phil, great show as always.
Thank you.
I wanted to just check in with you on something. I wanted to ask you something, and I had a comment.
Go ahead.
I'm part of a reproductive health class.
You got your radio turned up, buddy?
Hold on for a minute. Okay. I'm part of a reproductive health class at Chatsworth High School, and we just mailed a letter to Maverick Records, and we have signed a letter, and we are asking Madonna, who is pregnant now, is going to have another baby. And
I think you still got the radio cranked up there, buddy, or...
No. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit nervous.
Go ahead. You're fine. So you're part of a what?
Reproductive health.
At Chatsworth High School, and you have sent a record, you sent a letter off to, what is that, Madonna's record company?
Yeah, Maverick Records is Madonna's record company. And this passed the wires this morning from Reuters. Pop and film star Madonna is 3 months pregnant with her second child, and the father is British film director Guy Ritchie. A spokesman for the record company say she's pregnant, and the father is Guy Ritchie.
That's what the guy said.
Yeah. And
all right, so what is Guy Ritchie? Is he the guy that did...
He did a movie called Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels that was pretty good. And he,
I saw that. My wife took me to see Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. That was a kind of a Pulp Fiction lift, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know, but it was pretty good.
Okay, so anyway, what does your class want to do?
Basically, we've sent a letter to Madonna and to the record company, and we feel that she is a woman of great accomplishment. We feel that she's a woman who is a good mother. And we would like her to consider giving birth to her baby during live streaming on the internet. And
okay, now you realize that the chances of that happening...
No, just hear me out.
Yeah, but the chances of Madonna having her baby live on the internet...
But just hear me out.
Okay.
The reason why we want to do it, Mr. Henry, is because we feel that she is a woman of great substance... That Madonna is a good example, we think, to a lot of women. Most of the people that signed our letter were the boys in the class, on account of that a lot of the women, the girls in the class, not sign it.
Oh, well, take a wild guess as to why they didn't want to.
Well, we feel it's because they're intimidated by the...
Well, what are they intimidated by? You got Madonna, you want Madonna to give birth to her baby live on the internet.
We feel they're intimidated because... If you look at Madonna's career, she's been an actress, she's been in movies, she has been in the movies with Warren Beatty, she's a model, she's been in movies, and she's a mother. And there's a lot of educational value to be learned from seeing her, and we just feel that the girls need to... We feel it would be empowering for them.
Okay, you're talking, and we're talking to a kid from Chatsworth High. You're saying that you...
There's just a lot of girls, I think, would do well, Mr. Henry, if they saw how well Madonna dealt with the pain of childbirth. And
you need to back away from your phone a little bit, okay?
I'm sorry. If they saw...
If the girls saw how well...
Yeah, if the girls saw how well Madonna dealt with childbirth and still looked beautiful. We feel if women could just see Madonna on the internet giving birth in an effortless way, that it would inspire them. And we've signed it. There's about 35...
Okay, you're up on the phone again, pal, okay?
I'm sorry?
You're up on that phone, all right? Okay, go ahead. There's 35 guys.
Yes, there's 35 of us that have signed the letter. She's...
Okay, it's a very extreme thing to ask Madonna to give birth to her kid on the internet. Now, what you're asking this for, some people are going to think that there is some intention on your part, you know.
No, but the reason that we want it, she's very much in shape, and we think that a lot of women are afraid of childbirth.
All right, so the reason why you'd like to see Madonna give birth on the internet is to inspire, to calm, and to otherwise mollify whatever extreme feelings young women might have about childbirth. Is that right?
Well, we feel that it would calm them down, yeah. She's a woman that is in very good shape for her age. She's like 50 or something, I think, or 40, 49 or 50. And
I think Madonna's younger than that.
What?
I think she's younger than that. I think she's, what is she, Mike? 44, 40? Just hit 40.
Well, she's really in shape, and we don't think she have no problems spitting a kid out, or I mean to have a baby. So we feel that it would be good, and we're very big fans of hers, and we really think that she's been a great performer, and we just think this would be the crowning achievement on a great career. If she went and had a kid on the internet so everybody could see it with her in the room and everything with the kid coming out.
Because she's been a great...
She's just been a great inspiration.
I think you're going to have a hard time. Although, you know what?
Yeah, but remember the book she did, the one where she had her hand on her area and everything? That was the...
Oh, yeah, the sex book. Yeah, I was going to say she's a woman who is given or has been given to bouts of exhibitionism, although I wouldn't call this that.
She could become the queen of all the media by conquering the internet with her, you know. You got to admit it'd be interesting to see it all just laid out there and her with the kid coming out. And that's all we're talking about, to see the kid coming out. This is just another part of the sexual reproductive experience, and we feel it's important. We also feel that it's important to know if she's having the kid this time the normal way or if she's doing it the other way that she did it with the gardener. You know, Mr. Henry?
I don't know. What do you mean the gardener?
The first guy she had a kid with.
That was her personal trainer.
Well...
What do you mean? What way did she do it there?
Well, that was artificial insemination. And that was...
Artificial insemination with who? Carlos, what is his name? Leon? Melissa?
Yeah, he's the gardener.
Well, how do you know that was artificial insemination?
I mean, the guy... I mean, I don't know for sure.
The guy what?
Well, the guy's, in my opinion, looked fairly gay. I don't know.
So you think she's out with a gay guy for what?
Because she wanted to be escorted to the different clubs on the Miami Beach area, and she wanted a guy that looked handsome.
So she's with a gay guy, and she was artificially inseminated by him.
By a doctor that got his sperm, and then artificial insemination, it transpired. But
okay, well, the question you're asked, I don't know about any of that, okay?
Well, do you think it'll be done that way?
I don't, I don't know. I mean, I suppose. She's supposedly in love with this guy, this Mr. Ritchie, and I have no idea whether or not it was artificial insemination. I'm saying to you, though, getting Madonna to give birth on the internet is...
Mr. Henry, we believe that we should at least try, because that's the best thing...
Yeah, I understand that, and requesting something like this is very difficult, and I don't know whether or not she's going
to
do it.
Well, we think she's enough of an exhibitionist to want to do it. We also admire her very much, and we think it would help a lot of women.
Well, that angle there is interesting. To have Madonna giving birth on TV or on the internet so that women will feel better about it, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Hold on for a minute, will you, kid? And you're from Chatsworth High?
Yes, sir. We're the junior high reproductive health class.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Those guys want Madonna to give birth to her next kid on the internet as a way of showing women what a healthy woman looks like when she's giving birth and that it's nothing to be afraid of. Although most of the girls in the class did not sign this letter that was sent to Maverick Records, it's not going to happen. There's no way that Madonna will give birth on the internet, especially when you got a kid articulating himself. He says, so you can see the kid coming out, is I think of the way that he put it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. All right, hold on for a minute there, kid. And you got to back off of that phone there, all right? Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Phil Hendry here, and your name's R.C.?
Yeah, R.C. Collins, and I'm with the reproductive health class at Chatsworth High.
Okay, and so the idea here is to get Madonna to have her baby on the internet. Now, there's a lot of this going on. There's a...
Did you read about the lady at K-Big who's going to do it?
Well, can you back off of that phone or something? Put him on hold for a minute. Mike, tell the kid to get back off the phone. You there, kid? You there, kid?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you got to keep away from the phone, all right?
I'm sorry. Shut up.
If you got your friends there, tell your friends to quit bugging you, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. The lady at what?
There's a lady at KBIG Radio in Los Angeles... Who's gonna have a baby? She's gonna have the baby come out on the internet.
I don't know who that. Who is that?
She's on KBIG. She's gonna have a baby push out.
And is that a station you listen to?
I don't think so. I mean, they no. But if she does, I might start.
Okay, KBIG. What do they play?
They play, you know, they play like. I don't know. It's just music that they play.
Well, what is that? Is that Lionel Richie? And
yeah.
All right. I don't know who it is.
Like old people music.
So the lady's going to give birth on the internet.
Yeah. And we thought that it would be for the women.
For the women, a good thing for Madonna to do it because she's a role model. All right. Now, one of the things you want to find out here, if you're asking my opinion, is what my listeners think. And
I know you're going to take calls from people.
Yeah.
Because my class is listening right now.
All of the whole class?
Yeah, a lot of them in the class.
All right. Here is Agoura Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
And you're RC from Chatsworth, right?
Chatsworth High. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I would just like to comment on, first of all, how it is that Madonna is such a role model, because me personally, I think in a lot of ways she's unethical and immoral. Secondly, so as far as her being a role model, I disagree. Secondly,
you can
watch a woman push a baby out on the TLC, A Baby Story, which is a program that airs 2 to 3 times a day that shows a woman giving birth. You seem to be a little obsessed
wanting
to see a
woman
give birth.
Madonna.
Let me finish
not,
my point.
But that's not
RC.
Madonna. She is a role model to a lot of younger women.
Okay, I understand. But let me finish my
that's
point.
That's not and Madonna.
We got it. Let the lady finish.
Okay, so here's my point. Okay, you got yours in. Here's what I want to see. I would like to see someone like Charlie Sheen, Brad Pitt, or Tom Cruise get on the internet and have a vasectomy. You know why? Because there's millions of teenage fathers out there that are being irresponsible impregnating women, and maybe some of you young men in that class need
to
watch this procedure take place.
That's what men are supposed to do,
which is also highly personal.
Men are supposed to spread their seed. Well, you're talking over me.
Well, you're not letting me finish my sentence.
Yeah, you're
happy.
Saying that guys should have a vasectomy, but men are made by God to spread their seed. And
okay.
Women are made by women are made by God to have a baby.
Then maybe we should watch Madonna become impregnated as well. Where do you draw the line?
I mean, I'm not saying that.
But what do you? I don't understand what the purpose is for someone to watch Madonna personally give birth, as opposed to some other beautiful,
well, why
healthy,
do they have it on
woman.
The internet channel that you talked about? Why do they have it on Lifetime?
Well, why do you need to see it on the internet?
Why
is not a vasectomy
okay.
a good thing?
Then
when
why doesn't
people
she
are,
do
or,
it on TV? I'd be happy to see her do it on network TV.
I think you would be happy to see Madonna naked
right, well, let
in
me, let me jump
fashion.
In. Are you okay, ma'am? Are you okay?
Ask how many women
hey,
in
lady.
The class would like to see a man
lady,
get a vasectomy?
Are you all right with women giving birth on Lifetime?
Yes, I am. It's
then
their
why,
choice.
Then why not do it on the internet? What difference does it make?
Well, I don't have a problem with it doing it
oh, okay.
on the internet.
Thanks for your call. Your voice is killing me. Here's Ocala on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
It's a vasectomy thing.
The what?
I'm talking to this RP kid, whatever his name is.
You want a car? You're on a car phone, pal. You're fading in and out.
I am. I'm sorry. I really don't know why you want to see Madonna.
Now, hold on for a minute. We can't understand a word you're saying.
God, what a tard. I couldn't understand a word he's saying.
It's his car phone, okay? Orange on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Orange, hello? I can hear you, pal. You either got the guts or you don't. You there? Okay, see you later. Is that it? Hey, Ocala? Ocala? He's gone, too. All right. I don't know what happened there, but we lost a whole... Look at that. We lost all of our lines. That's great! All right, home run! Every single phone call, including the kid. That's all right with me. So anyway, I didn't get what the last lady was saying. Through her stridency, she was saying what? She doesn't mind women giving birth on TV or on the internet, but not Madonna. Was that it? I bet you she wouldn't mind us seeing her giving birth on TV or the internet, but not Madonna. Would you mind? Do you mind very much if we have a choice in the matter? The whole thing came about because the kid was talking to us about Madonna. She's going to have a baby, and she's having a baby by this guy, Guy Ritchie, who is the director of a couple of movies. And this health class, a reproductive sex class, is that it, Mike? Reproductive health class at Chatsworth High, wrote a letter to Maverick Records asking that Madonna give birth to her baby on the internet. And it probably isn't such a bad idea, but the kid who... Is the kid back? Oh, great. You got right through there, buddy. You're lucky we lost our phones. You there?
Yes, sir. I'm just saying that Madonna is a role model for a lot of people. And the people are...
Okay, back off the phone.
I'm sorry. The people who need to see Madonna have the baby are women.
Because they're afraid of the pain of childbirth.
Because they're afraid of the pain of childbirth, yes. And because Madonna is very healthy, and because Madonna is a role model for a lot of women.
Back off of the phone, pal, or we can't talk to you, all right?
I'm sorry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So the answer to the question is, or the question is, should she have the baby on the internet? And we don't know. Tell that kid to get down off that phone. Get that thing out of his throat. Pull it up out of his stomach. I don't know where he's... Is he eating it? He's sucking on it? Whatever. Well, the story here is that she's 3 months pregnant, and she already has a child. She's got a little girl. And that the father and Madonna are in love. So this is a full-blown relationship that they got. Which is quite, I think, endearing. Okay, are you back off of that phone, man?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I was... there's a lot of noise here in the room.
That's fine. Just don't eat the phone, okay?
Well, the question that I wanted to ask you is... And the question that we... Because we're interested in it is if you've ever seen a cervix up close.
Have I ever seen a...
Have you ever seen a cervix up close?
Have I ever seen a cervix up close? Why?
Because that's part of the interesting part.
Your phone's seeing your tonsils up close, man. But
well, what's the answer? Yes or no? Have you or have you not?
Have I seen a cervix up close?
Yeah. Is that a tough question?
Well... Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Our website, philhendryshow.com, has the best of the Hendry Show CD for $19.99. Communism is neat. Pick it up. Try it out. You'll be glad you did. Madonna's having a baby, and at least one caller from Chatsworth thinks that she ought to have this baby on the internet. You know, this is a phenomenon, by the way, and you're RC, are you there?
Yes, sir.
This is a phenomenon that you mentioned that is going on quite a bit. There are people who have their babies on the internet. There is a lady, a local radio personality, who is doing that. And it may seem exhibitionist to some people, okay? And
well, I don't know about the lady from the radio station, because nobody listens to their show, and that's why she's gonna dump a kid on live streaming, because she's gonna live stream her kid.
But what do you mean she's gonna live stream her kid?
She's gonna have the baby on the live streaming.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, though, when Madonna is somebody that everybody looks up to, and women will see how easy and how effortless it can be
to have a baby.
Yes, sir.
All right, here is Boca Raton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Phil. How are you? My question is why does this kid think that if Madonna has a baby on the radio,
that's what she's going to do. She's going to have her baby on the radio.
All right, she made a mistake.
Women think that it's easy.
Because she's a woman who's in shape, and she's a prominent woman who's done a lot of things with her life. Besides having a kid, she's got a career. She's been in movies. She does stuff.
Yeah, but why?
What do you do?
Why do you care?
What do I care?
Yeah, I mean, why do you want women to have more babies?
Well, let me ask you a question, lady. What do you think?
What do I think about what?
About what we're talking about.
Jesus, you got some of the most retarded listeners.
Pardon? I can't hear you.
You're retarded.
Hold on for a minute.
You're retarded.
What do you think about women having kids on the internet?
I don't care. I mean,
all right. Thanks for your worthless call. Hey, Mike, let's get with it, huh? Ramona on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I have something I'd like to say to this guy.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I wonder, you know, I don't think he knows a thing about having a baby if he says the baby's just going to come out.
No, Madonna is the one who's having the baby. I know,
and you don't know anything about it. I've had two, and I don't see why we should let kids think it's going to be easy, and I don't think it's not going to be easy.
You think Madonna's afraid of it? She's not afraid of it.
No, I'm not afraid of it either. I've had two kids myself.
Okay.
You act like it's going to just come out. It's easy. It's not easy. It's going to hurt.
No, but for Madonna, because she works out.
Oh, I work out, too. I'm in good shape.
There you go.
It still hurts. It hurts very bad.
Nah, but did you see the sex book that she did?
No, I wouldn't look at something that disgusting.
Okay, but the point is she's in good shape.
So what? It doesn't matter. It still hurts.
Yeah?
You don't know anything about it. That's
wait a second.
That's all I have to say.
There's a lot of women who don't think it hurts.
Well, they just, maybe they're lucky. I don't know what the deal is.
There's a lot of women who don't think it hurts, and they have child babies. No problem.
Child babies.
I mean childbirth.
No problem, huh?
Yeah.
No problem. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I don't know what I'm talking about, but that doesn't mean she can't have it on the internet.
No, it doesn't.
And we'll see if she's got the guts for it.
It's fine if she has it on the internet, but I'm just saying.
This would be very educational for all the girls in my class, because she'll look good doing it. Did you look good doing it?
I don't think so, and I don't think she will
either. There you go. Well, I think she will.
She'll look good having a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And then the girls in my class won't be afraid to have sex.
I think you have some kind of thing for Madonna that you just, I don't know what it is, but it's
no, Madonna is somebody who's done a lot of stuff on the internet and in public about stuff, so she wouldn't be afraid of doing this. And we think that it'd help a lot of people understand childbirth more
if
somebody famous like Madonna popped the baby out.
Excuse me, if it's going to just come out easy, it's not going to educate people. Because that's not how it is. If it
comes out easy, at least it came out easy for her.
Yeah.
It's not going to educate people for how it will be for them.
Well, I think it will.
No, it won't.
Well, I think I know a little bit about it.
I don't think you do because you haven't had any kids.
How do you know?
Oh, you're a man, by the way.
Well, but by the way, maybe I'm a father.
And by the way, maybe you're not, are you?
No.
No.
Get out of here. All right, thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686.
What about the answer to my question?
Which was what?
Have you ever seen a cervix up close?
Well, you forget about that, okay?
Well, it's just something I think that's educational.
Yeah, it's educational. Something you want to see on the internet, another woman popping out a kid, okay?
Look, all the girls in my class are afraid to have babies, and we just felt that...
How do you know they're afraid to have babies?
Well, because they won't take the first step for a baby to be had.
They won't take the first step for a baby to be had.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. So in other words, they're not putting out.
Well, what I'm saying is...
That doesn't mean that they're afraid of having kids, okay? Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I think that boy has no clue what he's talking about at all.
Okay.
Madonna is fit. Yes.
Yeah.
But she
okay,
has...
I wasn't wrong about that.
Okay. But the reason she's fit, but she was not able to have the child naturally because she was too fit. Her muscles...
What do you mean she wasn't able to have the child naturally?
She had a C-section.
Was it artificial insemination?
He doesn't even know what's the difference between an artificial insemination and a C-section.
What's the difference? It's the same thing.
No, it's not, man.
It's not.
No, but Madonna had artificial insemination because the gardener was gay. What's so funny?
First of all, it was not a gardener, and she did not have
well,
an
what
artificial...
Was what was he?
He was like
he
a personal,
was a personal trainer.
He was a personal trainer.
Who got her fit.
Whatever. Okay.
Anyway, the reason is that she cannot have the child naturally. That's why she had a C-section.
Is she too, she's just too small boned or
yes.
something? Or
yes.
the hips
exactly.
are too thin? And...
Exactly. That's the reason.
You mean they'd have to cut her to have the baby come out?
That's right.
Ah,
that's...
Jesus.
That's right. So I think...
Okay. Did that disabuse you of the notion?
Oh, man.
That's why.
Are you telling me that it'd have to come out
no,
of,
she
like
did
her
not.
Side
she
or something?
She had a C-section. She had about a 36-hour labor. She cannot push it out. They had to give her an emergency C-section.
So they pull the baby out from where? Like your neck
from
or something?
From her uterus.
From
no,
the
air,
where?
No.
From the back?
From
the
top
uterus.
From the stomach.
From the stomach.
Yes, from the
top
stomach.
Of the stomach?
Yes.
The stomach.
Stomach.
And they got a cutter, huh?
They did.
That's a shame.
Yes. So I think you're out of luck there.
Bam, 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 bam. Line three.
Hey, where are you? You at a hospital or something?
I got to go. Bye.
Where is that? Sounds like she's maybe having some women push a few out where she am. And if they're going to cut it out, I don't want to see it. Jesus, they're going to cut it out?
They didn't say they're going to. The first kid was apparently a C-section.
Ah, God. I got to see something like that, man. Every day I come home from school, first thing I have are spaghetti hoops and some of that good French bread my mom makes. I'm going to flip on the tube and look at a kid getting cut out of Madonna? Not!
All right, well then you've been saved the problem, because according to that lady, Madonna had a C-section when she was having her first child, all right? So that would probably, negate any need for having a baby on the internet. I don't think there's much call, I don't think that there's money, there's much of an audience for seeing a C-section on television. You understand what I'm saying? So
well, I don't want to see none of it.
Yeah, well, I don't think that I would either. Then I'm not really big for those surgery shows, okay? San Marino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi.
I don't know why I'm still on the air with you, because I...
Well, if it's a C-section,
hello?
You don't want to see it. Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, you know, I'm a pregnant mother of with my third child, and I just...
Have
so
you
sorry.
Had to have a C-section?
No, I've had two natural births, but...
Great.
But, you know, the thing is that you have no idea what you're talking about childbirth. First of all, childbirth is such a... intimate and private moment, and it's so disgusting to expose that just for kids who just want to know whether it hurts or not. Well, if you want to just know whether it hurts or not, first of all, there's a lot of other ways to find out.
Well, don't you think it'd be good for the girls in our class to see Madonna with lipstick or her nails
no,
done?
No, no, no.
Wearing an interesting dress and just
no,
popping the...
No, first of all, you're not wearing an interesting dress on a
but she
table
could.
In
no, no, no,
room.
But what I'm saying is she could for the internet broadcast. She could have on... one of her staged gowns.
No, that's
without,
a moment
you know,
where...
Hey, Mr. Henry,
woman,
remember those
you know,
torpedo bras she used to
when,
wear?
You're telling me that she's going to wear a torpedo bra while she's having a baby.
You know, when,
I'm
when
just
someone's
saying.
Having a, you know, when someone's having a baby, obviously you have no idea what women go through to have a baby. When you have a baby, there's so many things that could go wrong. It is such a critical moment that you have fetal monitors on you,
when a woman has a C-section, does it come out like the thing in Alien?
No, C-section is an incision made on the abdominal area, depending on...
No, it doesn't pop out like the thing in Alien. Are you stupid?
I don't know. And that's
you better do some more research on if you're responsible for a reproductive class. Obviously, this is a...
No, I'm saying that if these kids are members of my reproductive health class...
Well, you know what? If they want to know about childbirth, these kids need to know when they do have a very private and intimate moment with their husbands, and when they do have the children, they will not be afraid of because
well,
the
when they do a C-section,
happening.
Do you get to see the cervix?
Get off of
no,
that, will you? Okay.
No, you are under anesthesia when you're in C-section.
I'm talking about the people watching it.
No, hopefully no one's watching it except for the father or, you know, the family member that the woman chooses and the doctor and nurses.
Hey, where are you from anyway? North Dakota?
No, I'm from San Marino, for your information.
No, but wait a second. You got something German going on there. What is that?
You know,
come on, what is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What accent do you have?
A more beautiful accent than you have.
No, it's some Germanic thing. It's Swiss.
No.
Where are you running from? Who are you running from? Polish?
Forget it.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your accent. Mr. Henry, you can hear it, can't you?
You know, I'm not talking about my accent.
Well, there's a slight accent that the lady has, yeah.
Who are you running from?
She's not running from anybody.
Yeah, go ahead and
listen,
laugh.
Listen, I'm
you
a prominent citizen in the city of San Marino, much more affluent where than you live. However, that's not the point. The point is that a childbirth is not something to make... mockery of childbirth on a display.
Yeah.
Childbirth is something that everybody needs to hold.
What's with
very
the yeah?
Precious.
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right, he's being a smartass. Thank you very much, ma'am, and I agree with you, although I don't know anything about it either. Thank you. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, you don't know anything about it neither.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Jerry, you're on.
Hello, Val.
Hello, Jerry.
How you doing, Val?
Do you care?
Not really. How's things going with your dryer?
Oh my God, the dryer. Have I got something to tell you about the dryer? My God. Jerry, I'm going to hang up on you, all right, buddy? Okay, buddy? All right, oh, good buddy, old buddy pal, huh? Okay, pal?
Okay, Phil.
See you later.
Bye.
The dryer. God, I can't believe he brought that up. I will tell you what. I got on the phone with Sear to try and get a new dryer for my house. Now, keep in mind the fact that I'd had two dryers already in my house. And I'm talking to this woman, this bitch, and she said she's going to get me a new dryer. Unbelievable. So, the dryer comes to my house, and would you believe it doesn't work? I go get another dryer. I had to go and get another dryer. Unbelievable. And so that's what I'm talking about. The whole dryer thing pisses me off.
piss anybody off, would it? Really pisses me off. Fact that I can't get laid because I'm butt ugly with a comb over. Make a freight train take a dirt road. Fat and old with a comb over. Jerry, hi. Not the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, Phil.
Hello, Tom.
How you doing?
You can't.
Not really. We're going to do your next sex signing.
I'll tell you, we're going to be out at the Fox Hill Mall signing guys' sacks. So let's see how it. Come on out. Just pull it right out of your jeans. We're going to sign your sack. I'll tell you something right now. Just push it right through the zipper. And we'll sign that. Now, one other thing. I am so upset with the fact that I've been in radio for 20 years. And I got fired from a radio station here in town. I got fired. Why'd they do it? Sons of bitches. These sons of bitches fired me. Something about me having a phony baloney voice. Can you believe it? Unbelievable. Now, what you see is what you get with me, and you know that. I'm real. I'm on target. I don't lie to you. I'm honest. This is about the most honest radio show you'll hear in the entire city, across the country, too. And you want to know why? Because my voice sounds like a real human being talks. Just like me. When I talk to people, they know they're talking to a real human being because I sound just like a real guy. Guys down at the Lou Bragg, guys at the ball game, places you go to the liquor store, everybody talks like me. Hi, would you like a beer? I sound like a cross between Charlie O'Donnell and Barney Fife. You don't know who those people are because it's a very obscure reference. Now, these people fired me. And I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off about it. Why doesn't David G. Hall just admit that I sound like a real human being and not like a jackass from the Columbia School of Broadcasting with a cob wedged? Deep and wide. It pisses me off. Well, these sons of bitches are going to find out sooner or later that they got me to deal with. I'm saying something right now. I'm as real could go. I'm a real guy, even though I look like a Paul Winchell dummy. Really? Oh, really?